In our call to worship today, I'm in Jeremiah chapter 23, which is going to be our launching passage for this morning. I'm doing a series that I've entitled Justice for All, and looking at the 250th anniversary of our nation, but looking ahead and thinking of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is justice for all. And in this passage of Scripture, we're told in Jeremiah 23 and verse 5, "Behold, the days come, there's still yet future, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness." This is a prophecy related to Jesus Christ himself, not only to his first coming, but also to his second coming, in which he will come in righteousness and in justice. And he will destroy the enemies of Israel. He will establish his throne in Jerusalem. And from there, he will distribute judgment and justice. But this is what we desire as believers in Christ, do we not? There are principles in God's Word that we're to be living by, not only as individuals, but as a nation. And understanding that even though we live in an unjust world and people are sinners, and therefore justice is skewed because of our sin nature, we have the Lord Jesus Christ, who has laid out in the Scriptures his principles of justice. We're going to look at his life when he lived here upon this earth and see how justice was supreme in his ministry here upon this earth, but also looking ahead. And I don't know about you, but I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I am praying for the day that Jesus Christ comes to take us to be with him. But until he comes, we need to live in a righteous way as believers in Christ, allowing the Scriptures to be our compass, allowing Jesus Christ to be our supreme King. And I pray today that as we've gathered together to worship his blessed name, that every song we sing, you'll be thinking of the Savior. Every prayer that is uttered will be thinking of the Savior, because he is our mediator. And I pray that he will have sway over every aspect of our lives, how we think, how we act. The Lord Jesus Christ should be preeminent, not prominent, not important, but preeminent.